Rush and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's blamed the radical left for the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, even though authorities have not identified a motive in last week's shooting. Republican Senator John Curtis of Utah lives just miles from the scene of Kirk's killing and told ABC's This Week,
"If it were up to me, I think you need to take the word radical and remove right or left. And radical coming from any direction is not good, it's not healthy, and it should be called out."
Utah Governor Spencer Cox said the suspect is not cooperating, but that others around him are. The 22-year-old is due to appear in court Tuesday. Secretary of State Marco Rubio visited the Western Wall in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, who says the alliance between Israel and the U.S. has never been stronger, despite the U.S. criticizing Israel's strike on ally Qatar. Tonight in L.A., the 77th Emmy Awards, The Studio, and Severance, the most nominated shows. This is ABC News. Ryan Ruth is serving as his own attorney. He's facing life in prison over his alleged 2024 plot to kill then-candidate Donald Trump. His daughter Sarah Ruth tells affiliate WPBF his family feels he's being treated unfairly in court.
"They shut down every time he tries to say anything. And maybe he's not saying it right, but he's trying to say what he's trying to get his point across, but he can't get that far. Mm-hmm. He gets shut down before he even gets to explain it. Mm-hmm. So it's really frustrating for us."
On Friday, the Justice Department announced it's suing Uber for allegedly discriminating against disabled passengers.
The DOJ alleging that Uber's drivers routinely refuse service to individuals who have disabilities, wrongfully charged for cleaning up after service animals, and charge cancellation fees to riders whom Uber has unlawfully denied service. The DOJ is seeking a jury trial as well as injunctive relief, monetary damages, and a civil penalty against Uber.
Uber denies the allegations. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. As cryptocurrency continues to rise in popularity, so do scams associated with the loosely regulated digital currency. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Cryptocurrency ATMs, or BTMs, allow people to buy digital currency using cash or a debit card. Fraud complaints about them increased by 99% in 2024, according to FinCEN. There are hundreds of them across the state, which are often referred to as federal safety locks by scammers. Courtney Anclam with AARP Wisconsin emphasizes anyone can fall victim, and more often than not, those who do are losing thousands to tens of thousands of dollars.
You might get contacted saying that there was suspicious activity on your bank account. You need to take all of your money out of your bank account because it's been compromised.
Two bills aimed at tightening regulations for cryptocurrency ATMs have been introduced in the Wisconsin legislature. The proposed laws would add to new BTM regulations set by the State Department of Financial Institutions this summer. They include daily transaction limits, mandatory registration for ATM operators, and anti-fraud policies like warnings on machines about potential scams. And Clam says they are great first steps toward enhancing consumer protections.
But we also know that folks need need to know warning signs of a scam so that before they get to the crypto ATM point of the transaction, they maybe start to become more suspicious and start to realize that this could be a scam.
The proposed measures also look to further expand consumer protections by requiring users to undergo rigorous identity verification during transactions and proposes to potentially refund fraud victims if they report the crime within 30 days. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Tom Hanks once said, quote, "A hero is somebody who voluntarily walks into the unknown," end quote. Luckily, there are heroes all around us, and this issue's cover story features some of those considered our local heroes. Learn why they were recently honored by the Northeast Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross. What they told me about putting someone else's needs first will make you believe that everyday heroes really do exist. Our Amanda Nimmer is a local hero. She's been the squeaky wheel in her neighborhood working to improve safety. And in her commentary this week, she's encouraging you to speak up as well. We also have stories on the way disaster relief volunteers are working to make a difference in a time of climate change. Pete Schwabba has a classic hero in the classic cinema pick of the week. And speaking of Pete, recently Deandra Marie made an appearance on his show, and we had the interview, and she sings her song called Scary Close. We kick off this edition of New Wisco Weekend with a mom who is using her voice to shine a light on school safety. The timing is right, too. I mean, the kids just went back to the classroom this week. Terry Barr shares her heroic message and why she hopes it spreads across the state.
She is a wife. She's a mom. She's a piano tuner by trade and also a singer-songwriter. You know, we're going to focus on a little bit of all of it, but first I just want to introduce you to Marta Hansen. Marta has some really special projects she's working on, and I am so happy to have her here with me today to tell us all about it. Hi, Marta.
Thanks for having me, Terry.
This is really quite incredible. You know, you have taken a very strong stand against violence in our schools. And I'm just going to start right here and say, tell me about your thoughts and feelings when it comes to this.
I have, for quite a few years at this point, volunteered with an organization called Moms Demand Action. There's millions of volunteers nationwide. I decided that I had had enough, and I wanted to use my voice to change our gun laws and make our schools and public places safer places to be. And through this organization, I really learned a lot about truly how many tangible things we could be doing that we're just not doing. I want to be part of changing that and making our places safer and kids safer and everyone safer from gun violence. And, you know, I'm a musician and I write songs and I write songs that things that matter to me. And this matters to me a lot. All people and all kids are all our kids. So we should be protecting all of them, not just mine, but everyone's. I've trying to use my creativity and my music and my art as advocacy as well. That's how the song came about.
You took school shootings head on with the song Bang Bang, and now you are taking it to the next level. So why? What are you hoping can happen with this song and now a video?
I've long wanted to do a video for it because I feel like the song itself is powerful, but I feel like having a story, a visual story to go along with the song is a way that I can cast a wider net. I want this song to be able to feel what a parent and child feels like in that moment of when you send them off to school, it's a normal day, and then in a blink, it's not. My hope is that this song and this video will be a catalyst for people to feel that a little bit more deeply and want to join organizations like Moms Demand Action, like to get in there and feel like, you know what, I've had enough too. I know everyone cares, but I want people to take that one extra step from caring to action.
Thank you so much for sharing, and we all look forward to seeing the video. As I let you go and say thank you again, let's take a listen to your song, Bang Bang.
Learn more about Marta, her music, and when the video for this powerful song is coming out by going to her website, martahansenmusic.com. As we continue now with our look at local heroes at New Wisco Weekend, some would say that the Wisconsin State Patrol could be considered heroes. All police officers are considered heroes. Police officers, firefighters, first responders. But the Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding residents right now of their September Law of the Month. It's rail safety. We have 3,300 miles of active train tracks in Wisconsin, with nearly 4,000 railway crossings. State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan says drivers and pedestrians should always expect a train at each rail crossing and make safe choices to avoid track tragedies. It's against state law to drive around lowered crossing gates or crossing closely to an approaching train. Never stop on the tracks and stay behind the painted lines on the road when waiting for a crossing train. When we talk about being your own hero here at New Wisco Weekend, we're not just talking about those who seem to have superhuman strength and rush into a burning building to save a baby or a dog or a cat or another person. We're not just talking about mothers who find the strength to lift a car. We're not just talking about those who do these dramatic feats. We're also talking about the people who speak up. Speaking up can make you a hero. Here's Amanda Nimmer with this week's commentary.
This week, I got interviewed to be on the news. There has been an incident in my neighborhood since I've moved here almost 7 years ago. And that incident, rather incidents, is cars crashing on my intersection. See, I live in a corner house, and our area in Manitowoc has unmarked intersections, which means there's no stop signs, no yields. There is nothing. Now, they teach you in driver's ed when you come across an unmarked intersection, the person to your right has the right of way. However, not everyone remembers every single thing they're taught in driver's ed due to the fact that most cities have either yields or stop signs. But not Manitowoc, not in this area. And what makes matters worse is there is a high school 3 blocks one way, an elementary school 2 blocks the other way, and children and pedestrians walking everywhere. And yet I've lived here almost, not quite yet, almost 7 years. And there have been 7 car crashes at my intersection. Now, I know you guys heard me rant about this before. And you're like, well, it seems the theme this week is being a hero. Are you saying you're a hero? No, I'm giving an example. I'm giving an example of how saying something, doing something, makes you closer to that definition of being a hero. See, we did go through proper channels. We did all the right things, but nobody responded. We were told it's not a problem. It'll create more confusion to put up signs. And so we waited. And another crash happened. And then another crash happened. We spoke up again. And nothing. And then another crash happened. And then this crash happened. 7. And we're tired of not being heard. So what did we do? We got loud. We talked with our neighbors, and we all got loud. We started a petition. And that's how I landed up on the news this week. We just want a safe neighborhood. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with wanting a safe area for children, pedestrians, and all the dogs walking around can feel safe and not have to constantly wonder, is it going to happen right now? What's wrong with that? So here's the tidbit, guys. In situations like these, people give up. They say it is what it is. Idiot drivers. People not remembering driver's ed. They'll want to blame your fence. They'll want to blame a tree. They want to just simply ignore it. Because for some reason, they don't want to spend the money, the time, or the effort on these things. But to others, this is an opportunity, do you see, to not stop talking about it. This isn't just about intersections. This isn't just about my neighborhood. This is about so many things going wrong all around us. And to those of you who just don't stop talking about it, who don't stop bringing it up, who don't stop pointing it out, the lack of safety, the lack of concern, the lack of fear surrounding our kids, our families, and our future. Talking about it makes you a hero. Staying silent, while in some cases may be the most beneficial, depending whose company you're in, isn't always the best practice. So how can you be a hero? You talk about it. Don't yell about it. You don't preach about it. You simply have a conversation. And starting there, with calm, collective words, in someone else's eyes, you're the bravest son of a gun they've ever seen. From New Wisco Weekend, I'm Amanda Nimmer, and there you go.
There's still more ahead, and when we come back, we have Pete Schwabe's Classic Cinema Pick of the Week, and our cover story on the American Red Cross's local heroes. Meanwhile, a study by the Journal of Social Psychology looked into who is usually more heroic. It reports 80% of those considered heroes are men and describes them as typically having a higher tolerance and less fear when taking risks in dangerous situations to help another person. This is New Wisco Weekend.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Hey Oshkosh, calling all volunteers to help combat hunger in Northeast Wisconsin. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Thursday, September 18th, from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m., Feed the Body, Feed the Soul is looking for volunteers for two-hour shifts during this 12-hour event. Their goal is to package 252,000 pounds of rice with the help of nearly 1,200 volunteers. Sign up today to be a part of Feed the Body, Feed the Soul at the Sunnyview Expo Center. Check it out. Head to WISS.FM and click events.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is New Wisco Weekend on your local Civic Media radio stations, WISS in Oshkosh and WGBW in Green Bay. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Here's Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week.
In keeping with this week's New Wisco Weekend theme of being your own hero, this week's classic movie pick celebrates one of the most famous heroic characters ever to grace the silver screen. I'm not talking about Batman, Superman, or Wonder Woman. I'm talking about a hero whose greatest superpowers are his intellect, compassion, and courage, and that is Atticus Finch. Gregory Peck plays this legal hero in the film To Kill a Mockingbird. The film, based on Harper Lee's novel of the same name, is considered one of the greatest movies of all time. The character of Atticus Finch is wonderfully brought to life by Gregory Peck. Many movie polls list Atticus Finch as the greatest hero in movie history. Atticus is a widowed single father to son Jem and daughter Scout, and a lawyer in small-town Alabama during the Depression. The film was shot in 1962, just before civil rights legislation came to be, but was set in 1932. A grown-up version of Scout provides the narration for this film as she recalls her adventures with her brother and their friend Dill. They are also fascinated with childlike wonder at their father's work, especially after he causes controversy by defending Tom Robinson, a black man accused of sexually assaulting a white girl, which causes much of the town to turn on the Finch family. But that does not deter Atticus, an intensely principled person and lawyer, from doing what he believes is right. In addition to being loyal to the law, Atticus is measured and thoughtful. When you pair that with Gregory Peck's voice, you get a very powerful performance.
Scout, you know what a compromise is?
Been in the law?
No, it's an agreement reached by mutual consent. Now, here's the way it works. You concede the necessity of going to school. We'll keep right on reading the same every night, just as we always have. Is that a bargain?
There just didn't seem to be anyone or anything Atticus couldn't explain.
Atticus and Scout are two of the most watchable characters in the history of American cinema. In one famous scene from the film, we see the courage the Finch children have learned from their father on full display. In the scene, Atticus is guarding his client's jail cell when an angry mob shows up, appearing not to let even the respected Atticus get in their way. They ask him to turn over Tom Robinson. The intense moment is de-escalated when Jem, Scout, and Dill show up to defend Atticus with brave innocence, sending the angry mob on its way. Most movie fans are not strangers to watching courtroom dramas, but To Kill a Mockingbird was unique in that Gregory Peck's closing argument was all done in 1 7-minute take. Playing Atticus Finch brought Gregory Peck his first and only Oscar win for Best Actor. Mockingbird is ranked number 2 on the American Film Institute's 100 Most Inspiring Movies of All Time, and number 1 for all-time courtroom dramas. Regardless of trivial rankings, this week's pick is pretty much an indisputable masterpiece, where every element of filmmaking came together to form a perfect product. Not only is To Kill a Mockingbird a riveting story and masterful film, it shows how one person's heroism can be infectious and passed down to generations. So be a couch hero and check out To Kill a Mockingbird. It's this week's classic pick. For more showbiz fun and entertainment talk, tune in to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The climate is changing, and because of it, the American Red Cross is calling for help. New Wisco Weekend's meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
Natural disasters like floods, tornadoes, and even fires are hitting Wisconsin more than ever. And the American Red Cross needs help.
So there's all kinds of different opportunities depending on how much time you have and what your interest is.
And the biggest area of volunteers that they're trying to beef up is the disaster action team.
We're noticing that the United States as a whole has been seeing more and more disasters.
That's Jennifer Warren, the Regional Communications Director for the American Red Cross of Wisconsin. She says trained disaster responders offer immediate relief, shelter, and compassion after things like floods, fires, and other local national emergencies strike.
Your home has a fire. The fire department is there. The Red Cross also will show up and provide you, with shelter, blankets. If it's an apartment fire, for example, we might open like a shelter so that those people, those residents, will have a place to go until they figure out the next steps.
And those shelters are open 24/7. So finding people to staff it for that long, they say, is difficult.
That shelter is open for as long as it takes to find all of the shelter residents like alternative housing.
She says whether you can give a day, a week, or a weekend, your time could be the difference between chaos and comfort for a local family in need.
Oh, this position is very important. I would say out of our volunteer positions, I think the greatest need that we have is for disaster action team volunteers and also for shelter volunteers.
And no previous experience is needed. Opportunities range from short-term disaster assignments to long-term leadership roles.
When somebody comes to volunteer with the Red Cross, we have them go through a series of trainings. We don't just put them out there and say, okay, go.
It's free and flexible training online right through the Red Cross website.
You have to be, I would say, compassionate. I think it's providing people with emotional support on their darkest day.
And the Red Cross has 5 chapters across the state. The Northwest chapter is at Eau Claire, the Northeast in Green Bay, North Central in Wausau, a Southwest chapter in Madison, and the headquarters located in the Southeast in Milwaukee.
And we have pulled volunteers from all 5 of our chapters to come and help out with the response to the flooding.
Volunteers and staff report the same feeling of being fulfilled while helping.
Something that you experience really touched you, like an impact moment like that. It kind of explains that's why you do what we're doing.
A response to climate change's impacts on public health and safety. Locally lately, it's led us to seeing the first ever tornado touching down in February, a 1,000-year Milwaukee flood, with the pattern only continuing to experience more intense and frequent heavy rain events. More rivers are expected to rise, eroding soil and coastlines, washing out roads and bridges, breaking dams, overwhelming sewers, and wastewater treatment plants.
People that have gone through the Milwaukee, the flooding, they're overwhelmed, and they're tired, and they're looking for some help.
The yearly average for our state used to be just shy of 1.5 natural disasters. However, in the most recent 5 years, that has now spiked to 5 major events annually. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Up next on New Wisco Weekend, our cover story on the local heroes of the American Red Cross.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's blamed the radical left for the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, even though authorities have not identified a motive in last week's shooting. Republican Senator John Curtis of Utah lives just miles from the scene of Kirk's killing and told ABC's This Week,
"If it were up to me, I think you need to take the word radical and remove right or left. And radical coming from any direction is not good, it's not healthy, and it should be called out."
Utah Governor Spencer Cox said the suspect is not cooperating, but that others around him are. The 22-year-old is due to appear in court Tuesday. Secretary of State Marco Rubio visited the Western Wall in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, who says the alliance between Israel and the U.S. has never been stronger, despite the U.S. criticizing Israel's strike on ally Qatar. Tonight in L.A., the 77th Emmy Awards, The Studio, and Severance, the most nominated shows. This is ABC News.
A big win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers came back to win 9-8 last night in 10 innings against the St. Louis Cardinals. So the Brewers won the series, and for the seventh time in 8 years, they are headed back to the postseason. They wrap up their series today against the Cardinals, then travel out west to play the Angels in L.A. Tuesday night. On Friday, they'll be in St. Louis to begin a three-game weekend series against the Cardinals, and then the following Monday, they'll be back home to start a series against the San Diego Padres. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers struggled on offense. Center Jake Renfro had to leave the game with an injury. The next two centers had trouble snapping the ball to quarterback Danny O'Neill. Alabama got rolling and beat the Badgers 38-14.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys that was a much better team than we are right now.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Superman and Lex Luthor teaming up together? What is this world coming to? Before you know it, cats and dogs will be living together. Variety has announced that the sequel for this summer's hit Superman is in motion. If you thought the first one was a spectacle, the follow-up promises an even bigger nemesis will face off against the unlikely duo. James Gunn's Superman, starring David Corenswet, made $613 million worldwide and was a big first swing for the DC Universe, a company where Gunn currently serves as co-CEO. James Gunn says the sequel will be as much a Lex Luthor film as it will be a Superman film. The director says he loved working with Nicholas Holt, who played Luthor, and really identified with the Luthor character. Yikes. A couple other tidbits from Gunn's Superman world. The director says Supergirl, starring Millie Alcock, is on the schedule to be released in 2026. Superman, A Man of Tomorrow, will start filming in 2026 and be released in 2027. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco Fire Products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. This issue focuses on heroes. And in August, five local heroes were recognized by the Northeast Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross. Each of the individuals or groups honored made a positive impact on the lives of others by going above and beyond to build better communities. Northeast Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross Executive Director, Rebecca Rock.
We are so grateful to have heroes in our community that are really watching out for the other people, that are there when they're needed, that are just jumping in whenever the moment calls and are taking care of our community. And I think it's important that we recognize these individuals, not just to give them recognition, but to show the community how others just step up when needed.
The American Red Cross chooses its heroes across several categories. The honorees are selected based on the degree to which their actions uphold the values of the Red Cross's humanitarian mission and leave a lasting impact on our communities. Jeff Robas is the Red Cross's Blood Services Hero for 2025. Robas lives in Algoma in Kewaunee County, and he makes it a habit to donate platelets to the Red Cross every 2 weeks for an average of 22 to 24 platelet donations every single year. And he does it for a very personal reason.
10 years ago, our daughter had cancer. She made it. It was close. And I said, I will do whatever it takes to help people with cancer. And this is one thing I can do, and I think more people can do it. And I appreciate the people. I'm one of many that are there giving platelets, and I appreciate everyone that does, because we all know somebody that has cancer, and every one of them giving platelets helps. I know blood helps, plasma helps, platelet helps, and there's just a small percentage that give platelets. And I know with my platelets, I don't know, it helps anybody with cancer. And I really, once we experienced with our daughter having cancer, I knew I had to do something.
Robas says he drives 30 minutes every 2 weeks to donate his platelets, and he has done so for a decade. 2025's disaster relief hero was nominated for helping to avoid a possible disaster before it could even begin. Dan Kane is the emergency management director for Brown County Emergency Management. He was instrumental in preparing the greater Green Bay area for the massive influx of people when the 2025 NFL draft came to town, and how that would affect the normal operations of disaster relief in the area.
What ended up taking form was a lot of different partners that were brought to the table for this one event. And we talk a lot about public safety because, of course, those are the ones in front of everything, right? It starts with, ends with life safety. But there's so many other players that come into focus when you have an event like this size that needs this much coordination. And so what our office was able to do when I helped lead as part of the public safety planning team was to get all the other external stakeholders involved, such as the Red Cross is one of our biggest partners in this in terms of, hey, you know, we don't have any hotel space where usually we put all these people, get them a hotel voucher or something, they're all full. So where do you put them? So we need shelters stood up ahead. We need to pre-think these things ahead of time and think down the line of what could happen and what are the ripple effects that could come from an event like this. And what resources are already drained that we would normally be able to pull from, but now we can't because of this event that's going on. And so How do you then think 2, 3, 4 steps ahead? And so that's really what we did in the year leading up to this, was just pre-think these things through, bring the right people to the table, make sure the resources were there.
Kane said outside of the NFL draft, Brown County Emergency Management works closely with the Red Cross to help in local disaster relief like fires.
We have ways that are built in for these things to be able to happen organically and naturally. Really, we would more get involved if we had something that was maybe a rural fire department didn't have the staff to be able to handle it, or it's maybe an apartment complex or a senior complex. There was some other issue that created some hardships that was beyond just a normal, maybe there's some access functional needs folks, or we just need some extra help and support, or maybe it's a longer term deal, and so we have to maybe help out that way. But yeah, I would say, you know, a couple times a year at least, we're usually, my office will get a phone call and, hey, what do you think? And we start having conversations and we start talking to our partners at the county. Mm-hmm. What can we do to help support shelters and operations? Are there pet needs that might need to be there? Beyond that, okay, now they've got a shelter, they've got a place to go. We've had one time where we had to stand up a multi-agency resource center, it's called. And so the Red Cross is pivotal in that, because we try to get all the things that people might have lost in a fire, you know, all your documents and all your, you know, your valuables and things, food. How do we get these people everything back together? How do we recover as quickly as possible, get them back to a new normal, if you will? So we try to bring all the resources to them in a one-stop shop, so they're not having to make 15 different trips to different things to make themselves whole. And so the Red Cross is one of those key partners in that as well.
Our next hero comes from Fond du Lac County. The emergency response hero is the Fond du Lac Fire Rescue Team. Fond du Lac Fire Chief Eric Gerritsen said part of working with the Red Cross is also supporting the Red Cross.
Every year we have a big brat fry that benefits American Red Cross, and we give all the proceeds that we make from that brat fry, which is a one-day event. And we've been very successful because the community supports us, so we have decided to support Red Cross through that.
Gerritsen added that in addition to the yearly brat fry, the fire department also organizes 4 blood drives a year at the fire station.
We know that Red Cross has a very important job. They fill that void of getting blood to people. We know there's a national shortage of that. Also with disaster relief, after the fire relief, smoke detectors, CO detectors, they help, all those programs help, and that all directly affects our department. So we stand behind Red Cross and we try to help them as much as we can.
Now, he says as fire chief, he's in a unique position to be able to see the Red Cross in action.
Sure. Not only disaster when we have big events, like we've had a couple of floods in the city, they have come out with that, but actually every single fire that we have, after the fire, we utilize Red Cross for homing those people so they can get a place to sleep if their house is uninhabitable for the night or even for a couple nights. So we'll call Red Cross. They're always there for us. They're always, they'll give gift cards. They'll put people up in hotels overnight for a few nights if needed. So they're always there for our community. So we thought, let's give back. Let's utilize the community. They come out in full force when we have our brat fry. They support us, and we make a lot of funds for the Red Cross just in that one day for that brat fry.
So Gerritsen says the Fond du Lac Fire Rescue's next brat fry to support the Red Cross will be in May of 2026. He said they try to schedule it to be the first brat fry of the season. The next local hero for the American Red Cross is honored not for her blood donations, although she said she does donate blood regularly to the Red Cross, but rather for her quick thinking and action. Dominique McQueen lives in Green Bay, but she works in Wausau as a public defender, and that's where her story of being the Good Samaritan hero for 2025 starts, in the Marathon County Courthouse.
Well, I was in court one day, and there was a gentleman in the gallery, and we thought at first he was sleeping. He was kind of making some snoring noises, and the judge thought he was sleeping. The judge banged his gavel, and the DA was like, I don't think he's okay. She's like, can I go approach him? And then she did, and she's like, I don't think he's okay. We need to call 911. So I jumped up and asked her to help me get him down to the floor, and I performed CPR on him until court security could get there.
To put it bluntly, Dominique McQueen, through fast thinking and knowledge of CPR, saved the man's life.
At a previous job, I got CPR certified, so that's how I knew how to do that. It was terrifying, and I still don't know how I did it. I just acted, and afterwards, I'm pretty sure I was in shock for just a couple hours after that. So
McQueen advises everyone to take a course in CPR.
I would ask everybody that is able to get CPR certified, because honestly, it's something you hope you never have to use, but if you're ever in that situation, you want to be able to do it.
The final group of local heroes for the Northeast Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross are the youth and young adult heroes for 2025. They are the students at Oshkosh North Communities Program in Oshkosh. Teacher Richard Lieb said their story started when the students were discussing current events, specifically the wildfires that devastated much of California. The students wanted to help, so they held a Cutest Pets fundraiser. That event raised almost $1,500 for the Red Cross to help the victims of the wildfires in California.
But I think what's really cool about it is that not only did we raise money, but I think we not only started to understand what the Red Cross really does and the impact it does have, and we were able to tell that story for the Red Cross. So we had 80 kids being the megaphone of the American Red Cross.
The students of communities at Oshkosh North worked quickly to raise that money when it was needed.
I think we tried to turn this around in about a week and a half. So we pushed projects aside because it's the timeliness, and we understand the news cycle. You know, things come and go, and we wanted to hit when, you know, it was still on the headlines. And then we reached out to the American Red Cross here in, you know, Northeast Wisconsin. And the next thing you know, we had Rebecca, you know, the president, coming in and meeting with us, and away we went with it.
Lieb added that helping the Red Cross was a way to also show how much students care and want to do good in their communities.
For organizations like the Red Cross to open their doors to young adults and just giving them a shot, I just appreciate that they were able to do that. And then, because I just think that our generation, everybody thinks they just stare on their phones. And just, it's our program's all about giving kids a shot. And we gave the shot, and American Red Cross gave these kids a shot, and we were able to make an impact.
The American Red Cross itself could be considered a hero. It shelters, feeds, and provides comfort to victims of disasters, supplies about 40% of the nation's blood, teaches skills that saves lives, distributes international humanitarian aid, and supports veterans, military members, and their families. The Red Cross is a nonprofit organization, and it depends upon volunteers and the generosity of the American public to deliver its mission. For more information, visit redcross.org, or you can follow them on social media. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Lisa Hale. A Wisconsin senator wants all members of the National Guard to have free health care. Joanne Krulatz explains.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin introduced the Health Care for Our Troops Act legislation to provide premium free medical insurance coverage for all members of the National Guard and Reserve. 16% of Reserve and National Guard members, roughly 130,000 men and women who have volunteered to serve our country, do not have private health insurance. The Health Care for Our Troops Act would provide premium, free, zero-cost sharing medical coverage for selected Reserve members eligible for TRICARE Reserve Select and address financial barriers to seeking mental health care. In addition to providing health insurance, the legislation would provide service members with the option to complete annual medical readiness requirements with their preferred civilian provider, giving commanders back valuable training days and saving over $162 million annually in contracted medical assessments. The legislation would also create an incentive for employers to hire Guard and Reserve members by lessening demand for employer-sponsored health care plans. The legislation is supported by National Guard Association of the United States, Wisconsin National Guard Association, Wisconsin National Guard Enlisted Association, and Reserve Organization of America.
Coming up, singer-songwriter DeAndra Marie. But first, a question for you. Who do you consider a hero? A survey for Psychological Review shows the largest number of those responding, 28%, call a family member their personal hero and say it's thanks to an inner quality like courage, honesty, and strength. This is New Wisco Weekend.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 4th, Native Nations asked the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the longstanding right of individuals to bring voting rights complaints to federal court. If the High Court takes the case, its decision could have consequences for voting rights protections under the Voting Rights Act. In 2021, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians and the Spirit Lake Nation negotiated with the state of North Dakota to create voting districts which didn't dilute Native voting power. But after a 2023 Eighth Circuit Court decision in Arkansas, the state of North Dakota reneged on its deal with the tribes. The decision said only the U.S. Justice Department, not individual voters, could bring suits to enforce the VRA. Of 450 VRA Section 2 cases since 1982, only 18 were brought by DOJ. May 14th, a three-judge appeals panel affirmed that decision, but still only for the Eighth Circuit. After a July 15th stay, the nations asked the High Court on September 4th to take the case. Spirit Lake Nation Chair Lana Jackson Street said, "It is shameful that when we succeeded in court and got a fair map in place, the state turned its attack toward the Voting Rights Act and a person's right to vote free from discrimination. We need the Supreme Court to protect our fundamental right to vote and be heard." We have our past reports on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers Baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers Baseball all season long on WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Now on New Wisco Weekend, our music segment.
The very talented Deandra Marie is here, and she is based out of Northeast Wisconsin. How are you? What is new? Catch us up in the world of Deandra Marie.
Things kind of slowed down for a bit, you know, because I work full-time, and so this is kind of like a part-time thing for me, but I obviously enjoy it. Just been busy. I did a couple events this summer since I've seen you, like a couple national anthems. Actually sang out at the Timber Rattlers Stadium.
Really? Nice. Yeah. How did that go?
Really, really well. It was fun.
Is that an intimidating song to sing because, you know, everybody knows it so well, and there have been like legendary mess-ups of it on national TV.
Yeah.
Is it intimidating singing the national anthem?
I think it can be. Yeah. I think like anything, it's kind of a mindset.
Okay.
Personally, I think sharing my own music is a little scarier because it's more vulnerable and personal. So a lot of times in my mind, I'm like, people aren't here to see me. They're here to see like the football game or the baseball game, okay. Right? So I don't know. Maybe I have a different mindset. I haven't messed it up yet. So let's knock on wood.
Well, if you want, if we have time, you can sing the national anthem. Gosh. No one's ever closed the show that way before. Just
think
about
it. Third time's a charm. I mean, I'm making a statement here tonight.
When you've performed on this show in the past, some of your songs are very personal. And it's interesting that you say you're more intimidated singing those. I mean, when you perform, are you ever like, I don't want to go there tonight. I don't feel like opening up to people, but you have to. How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a great question. And it's... I do feel like that, Pete. Like, it's scary. Like, it's very vulnerable. Because you're exposing, like, you're opening yourself up to rejection, right? You're exposing, mm-hmm. like, okay, these are parts of my heart, they're parts of my story. And to me, that's scarier than singing the national anthem, because right. it's just the national anthem, even though it's not just the national anthem, but it is.
Right. So what are you going to play for us tonight?
I'm going to play a song I wrote called Scary Close.
All right. Here's DeAndra Marie singing Scary Close.
Things are changing every day. Feels like my world is shaking. Giving pieces of my heart away. But you continue to pursue me, reminding me you knew me before. And you love me and you choose me. Oh, this intimacy that I long for, so familiar, secure. To lay back and feel you breathing, your heart beating.
What's your most popular song, would you say? And where can people find your music, DeAndra?
I don't know what my most popular song is because I'm still kind of starting out.
Okay.
I get a lot of feedback from Moving Forward from that song
right.
and from Scary Close. But yeah, all my music is streamable on Spotify,
Spotify,
iTunes,
okay.
YouTube,
okay.
Amazon Music, things like that.
We have a few more minutes with our guest, DeAndra Marie. We did establish that that is DeAndra's mother who was on the stream. She said, we like you, Pete, but we love DeAndra Marie, mom and dad. Okay. I'll take a like from somebody else's parents. They've been here. I feel like we're kind of friends, though. They've been here a couple times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You've met more than once. Now you're friends.
So. All right. So I guess it's nice to hear from you, Julie. But, you know, you don't have to wait till DeAndra Marie's on the show to text us. I'm just saying, putting it out there. We have about a couple minutes left. So what's the next step for you? You said you're just starting out.
Yeah. I mean, next steps are just looking for more opportunities. And yeah. they come with exposure, right? And people often invite me to different events if it's like a wedding, or I just got invited to do a some music at a big event for like suicide awareness this fall, which will be really special. You know, that's a heavy topic, and I'm happy to get involved with something like that. So
how do you approach a gig like that? Because it's such a touchy topic.
Yeah. I mean, it is touchy, right? But like, for me, it's an honor because like those are things that are close and near and dear to my heart.
Yeah,
and
right.
Since I write about personal things, you know, I can be flexible.
Safe for the most part, right? I mean, seriously, that is, I don't envy you. That sounds like it would be a tough gig.
Deandra, can't be any tougher than being on the show here, so.
Listen, you crushed it. What do you want? You want a studio audience next time?
Yeah.
Thanks for being a part of New Wisco Weekend, your look at being a hero. New Wisco Weekend is written by Terry Barr, produced and directed by Lisa Hale, with features from Brittany Merlot, Pete Schwaba, and commentator Amanda Nimmer. I'm Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale. Be unstoppable.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The author of Bowling Alone says, let's foster new forms of electronic entertainment and communication that reinforce community engagement. Well, that's civic media. That's Up North News, trying to get more of us off the couch, give you good information while you are listening, but then to step up, get out there into your community and bring a friend to the voting booth.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
James Santel joining me. Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
A lot of people apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James, and now Commissioner Cook as well. The Federal Reserve is created independent of politics, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. This is the instability that causes economic crisis.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. FBI crime lab information on the accused shooter of political activist Charlie Kirk is due to come out Tuesday, says Utah Governor Spencer Cox. On the man in custody, Tyler Robinson.
He has not confessed to authorities. He is not cooperating. But all the people around him are cooperating, and I think that's very important.
A year after egg prices and food prices in general was a political issue, eggs are up 10.9% since last year, says the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Ground beef is up nearly 13%, steaks up more than 16%. Apples and tomatoes more expensive. Officials say Ukrainian drones have struck one of Russia's largest oil refineries and sparked a fire. Recent Ukrainian drone attacks against Russian oil facilities and rising demand have caused gasoline shortages in Russia. This is ABC News.